just got dyslexia, okay?
Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Welcome to the obscure world of Disney. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast.
It's our belief that no detail is too small, no character cameo too short, and no quirk too strange to be celebrated.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass wherever you get your podcast from, or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
And see all of our fun patches at disneypatch.com. Are you ready to go to the movie, Steve?
Yes.
I've been waiting. I'm taking your time getting ready.
It's some time for some popcorn.
Fixing your hair.
Right?
Now, let's discuss. What is the best part about going to a movie theater?
Popcorn.
Is that the best part?
Probably. Even though we rarely eat popcorn, actually.
And the popcorn's gotten
really bad.
Yeah.
So, no.
Here's a hot take for you. I don't like popcorn.
Yeah.
I can eat, like, very little amounts of it, and then I go, ugh. I'm afraid it's going to crack a tooth.
Yeah.
Stuff gets stuck in your teeth. I don't like it.
Well, and actually, to tell you the truth, we got pretty burned out on movies. We had that movie pass, right, from AMC, and we canceled it just because we didn't go for such a long period of time.
Right.
And I don't want to anymore.
Oh, we sound so old.
We didn't go like at all. Well, we have other things going on. We've had park passes this last summer and everything. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, my favorite part about going to movie theater is the complete elimination of other distractions. You can really focus on a movie when you're in a movie theater like you can't do at home.
That's a good point.
Because I might have mentioned this before, but like some movies are really scary in a movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you watch them at home, you're like, well, this isn't quite as scary.
Okay.
Like my brothers watched the first Alien movie at home and they were bored.
They're
good. This movie's boring.
Maybe I should watch them at home because I hate all scary movies.
I know you do.
I don't care if they're at home. I don't care if they're in the movie theater because in the movie theater, you have to do the drive home. And I hate that drive home after a scary movie.
Gosh.
Oh, it's the worst.
All right.
Thank goodness Disney doesn't make scary movies, right?
Well, Disney made some movies that scared me too. But
for other reasons.
Other things. But we're getting excited because the day this podcast comes out is Disney Plus Day.
It's officially here, y'all.
That's crazy that it's already here.
Can you imagine?
We were talking about it like last year, and I was like, we'll see what happens. And then here we are a year later.
It's pretty fun. They've had countdown clocks all over ABC, you know?
Oh, have they?
Yeah, popping up. And then you go to the website, and it also has the countdown clock.
Oh.
Getting all ready for it and everything. If you have subscribed before this podcast is coming out, then you are part of the what they're calling the founder circle, I think they're calling it. And we tried to subscribe a little while ago. They sent us a coupon that was like, what was it, like $60 off a 2-year subscription or something?
Right.
3-year? I don't know. Something like that. We didn't do it, and then it expired, and so there you go.
Wow.
I know.
We're not part of the founder's circle?
We still are.
Oh, okay.
Because we don't get the discounted rate.
Oh, okay.
But congratulations, you're part of the founder's circle.
Ooh.
I know. How fancy are we? It's about time we're a founder of something of Disney origin.
I mean, we do have an entire patch business, so I'm just going to throw that out there.
Yeah, see, right? Okay. Yeah.
We founded something.
Right?
But we thought that with Disney Plus coming out, it's a good time to talk Disney movies, and we decided to do firsts.
Yeah, because there's a lot of firsts going on right now.
Right? Mm-hmm. We're going to discuss the first Disney movie that we remember seeing.
Yeah.
We're going to discuss the first thing we're going to watch on Disney Plus, and then we're going to talk about the first Disney movie we're going to see next in theaters, which
apparently may never happen.
Right.
It will probably end up on Disney Plus before we get a chance to see in theaters.
Oh, no, I'll drag you to some movies before that. There's some good stuff coming out that I would like to see.
Oh, there absolutely is. There's a lot of things that came out this summer too that I really wanted to see, but not enough to actually go.
Oh. Well, take that, Disney. That, right? Here's 10 less dollars you're getting from us.
It's true. Okay, you go first, because I'm going to need some time to think about it.
All right, well, we're going back in time.
And you guys, you can play at home as well. Write it down.
What is the first Disney movie that you remember seeing in theaters? The weird thing about it for me is that Disney is a fan of re-releasing things. And as a kid, I remember going to re-releases of things. So, like, I remember 101 Dalmatians being in theaters again. I remember Snow White being in theaters again. I remember The Jungle Book being in theaters again. I remember those things, but I can't decide. I don't think, obviously, I wasn't around for most of those first runs. So those obviously weren't the first movies that I saw in theaters. But the first actual Disney movie that I can remember going to a theater and watching is The Little Mermaid.
Oh, wow.
That's the very first one I can remember fairly clearly seeing.
I don't think I saw that one in theaters.
I remember because my older sister and my mom and I went, and oddly enough, the only thing that I can really remember is walking out of the theater afterward. Isn't that weird how when you're a kid, certain things, like certain memories are very tangible to you?
Because you were proud that you could actually walk.
I mean, sure. Yeah, I'm proud of that.
Mom, look, I have feet.
I can do it. I don't know. I think it was just, it was a shared experience that both my mom and I liked. I'm sure my sister liked it too, but you don't often have something with your parents that you both enjoy.
Yeah.
So it was a shared moment of where I could say, I liked that movie, and she could say, I liked that movie. And we had that kind of shared experience with it.
Oh, that's sweet.
So I think that's the first one I remember actually seeing.
Did everybody like it at the time?
It was huge. It was a huge success.
Oh.
Yeah. It just kept playing and playing and playing because they kept on making money. So.
That's fun. Did you see it down here in Georgia?
No, this is before then. So it would have been before I was 8. So it probably, I can't remember the year that Mermaid came out.
Oh, wow.
I want to say it was like 80s. I don't remember.
I think it was in the 90s.
Was it?
Look how good we are.
Ugh, we run. We have a Disney podcast, y'all.
It's probably in the title of the podcast that we recorded about it too.
Yeah, no kidding.
Let's Google ourselves.
I'll find out. But what about you? What movie do you remember actually seeing?
Now, this is a very good question. I mean, obviously, I guess if we were to think it like brand new releases and stuff would be potentially. Potentially it would have probably been like Lion King. I remember like that was a pretty big one when that came out. And I guess they really weren't doing a lot of Disney movies prior to that, right? So this would have been
we probably saw the most movies during the Disney Renaissance when they came back around.
Yeah, because prior to that they probably weren't doing any. But I mean, like my aunt had a big library, or my aunt's best friend, she had a really big library of movies. So I thought for sure that I'd seen a bunch through there, and I thought I did, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh yeah, Charlotte's Web. And you said, not a Disney movie.
No.
And then we said like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, and we just recently discovered that's also not a Disney movie.
No.
So all these things that I thought were not. They were not.
They're just children's movies in general.
And they were, I just assumed that they kind of were. But this memory could be off a little bit somewhat, but I do remember when I was like 2 or 3 years old, the Peach Dragon was coming out.
Uh-huh.
And does that sound like the right time frame? Or like right around like 83, 80?
Keep talking about it. I'll Google it.
You're Googling that too. Here we go, Google. But I do remember like there was Peach Dragon was coming out in the theaters, and my mom took like the entire church group of girls to go see Peach Dragon together.
Oh, that's cute.
And I was very upset that I could not go, obviously, right?
You're aging yourself a bit, but okay.
What year did it come out?
77.
Okay, then it couldn't have been. Maybe it was a re-release also?
It's possible.
Is that because they were doing that during this time period?
Or it could have been like a discount theater.
And it took 10 years to get there or something?
I don't know.
Me either. But I wish I could go back to my 2-year-old self and ask these questions.
This is the first Disney interaction you can remember, though.
And you know what? Probably since I was like 2 is probably completely wrong.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Right? So if my sisters are listening to this and they're like, no, that's not how that happened. But I thought that was the movie. So they didn't take me to go see this movie. So if it was a re-release or whatever the case may be, I wasn't able to go. And then they brought the movie home and played the movie. We watched it at home while eating peach cobbler.
Oh.
So in my mind, like they're very connected, you know?
Okay.
So I loved it.
Peach cobbler and Pete's dragon.
Right. So I thought it was actually like Peach Dragon because that's how you think of things when you're that age. Yeah. So
do you even remember the movie at all?
There was, he was green, right? The dragon's green, and I think he has like a pink belly or something and big, pretty eyes. Something.
Sure.
I don't remember. Fire. There's fire in a cave. These things are all in the movie.
I love that you just have like random, like, this could happen, right? This might have been part of a movie.
This sounds like part of the movie because they remade the movie later and we were very upset about it.
I didn't like the remake as much.
Ugh, it was awful.
Yeah.
Anyway, highly recommend watching Pete's Dragon while eating peach cobbler.
There you go. That's a family night right there.
Right.
Just to clear it up, Mermaid came out in 89.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I honestly thought it was the 90s.
So I would have been 6
when it came out. And I was probably still playing when you were 8.
Probably. I'm really proud that I remembered that because my memory as a child is very spotty. Right? So good for me.
Listen to the entire story that I just made up.
Yeah. So those are our first movie Disney memories. Movies.
Yeah.
So is there anything coming out on Disney Plus that you're super excited to watch?
All of it.
Well, that's a vague answer.
Right?
What's the first thing that you would like to watch on Disney Plus?
Well, we've already decided that I'm the only one that's going to be watching the National Geographic Down on the End. That was the only...
Yes,
it's not been discussed on anybody's by anybody's broadcast anywhere. Mm-hmm. We're the only one that have talked about it here, apparently. Not even at D23 did they talk about it.
Aww.
So after I get done with that tab...
So you're going to watch all the nature documentaries?
No, those actually sound awful too, right?
Aww.
But I do remember National Geographic, the station, on. Mm-hmm. They had some pretty fun shows and good shows that I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
That weren't quite, you know, the documentary stuff. But
oh, okay.
I don't know. Maybe I'm completely wrong. We'll have to let you know when.
Yeah, when we'll let you know how the documentaries are.
But as far as the movies are concerned and stuff, this also is one that's going to get everybody, I guess, a little bit, is... Three Men and a Baby is the one that I really want to see first.
Wow.
And here's why. It's not really worth
the ghost?
Going at... Yeah.
Oh, there's a flashback for you guys. I hope you guys appreciate that flashback.
It's exactly what I was thinking of too as well. And you haven't ever seen... what's it called? Pretty Woman? You haven't seen that one all the way through
I've
either,
not seen
have
Pretty
you?
Woman all the way through.
That would be fun. We'll have to watch that one all together.
Yeah,
as well.
It's weird that it'll be on Disney Plus, though.
I guess
it?
So, right? Oh. But if they're putting 30 years of Simpsons
Touchstone.
On there,
well, yeah.
Then you can put that on there, too.
I would hope so.
But yeah, with Three Men and a Baby, like I've just kind of been like, oh, that's a fun show. I can't wait to watch it again. But it hasn't been worth the trouble to go find it.
Okay. Ooh, take that.
Right? But this is what's going to be so fun about the service, is you're just like, oh, how fun. We'll just be able to like find it on here somewhere and then just kind of watch it.
Sure.
Like, that will be fun for me to watch a lot of those kind of like 80s early, those early 80s Touchstone movies that mm-hmm. came out that were kind of fun, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Those would be good. Because.
Did you see the ghost in it though, for real?
Well, I mean, yeah, that like gave it a whole new set of.
What is up with that urban legend from our childhood? That is the weirdest thing that I remember that at all.
That's fun.
So for those of you that want to play along at home, Three Men and a Baby, there's a scene, I want to say someone's mother is there holding the baby and they do a pan shot. And through the curtains, you can see a figure standing behind the curtains.
The little boy behind the curtain that apparently jumped to his death before the filming.
Like some horrific ending to this.
And you know what it actually is, right?
It's a cutout of
Ted Danson
in a top hat. But here's the real problem is that when you watched it on a VHS tape, especially like recorded off TV,
right?
The quality was so bad that everybody could straight up believe that there was a ghost in the back of this image.
Yeah, exactly. And it wasn't, we couldn't really go back and watch it so easily. You had to like get borrowed copies from other people and stuff.
Yeah.
And then it was on a 13-inch low resolution television. Oh,
man, misty watercolored memories with that
I
one.
I know, right? People are going to be watching on like an 80-inch high def and be like, what are y'all talking about?
These are the things that entertained us 80s kids, unfortunately.
So fun back then.
Movie-wise, I'm not 100% sure that there's anything that I can think of off the top of my head that I would love to watch, but there are some series that I'm really excited to have access to.
The series look great.
even ones that have already played. So if you haven't watched the TV show they made called Gravity Falls, I love it. I love it. I think it's clever and it has a really interesting story arc. Totally worth a good watch if you're into that sort of thing.
Where did you watch it originally?
It was on TV.
Okay.
It's a story. It's about two kids that go visit their uncle who lives in this place that's full of all sorts of weirdness. And it's a whole summer of them trying to figure out why there's so much weirdness in Gravity Falls is the idea.
When was that out?
I want to say like 2010.
Okay.
I think it's not very old, but it's not, I haven't been able to watch it since I saw it originally.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to seeing that again.
Yeah.
And some of the new content I feel like could be worth a watch.
Right.
People are very excited about the Lady and the Tramp live action that they did.
Oh, yeah, that could be tons of fun.
It looks like they used real dogs and then put the mouths on them, which I like, oddly enough. I enjoy that. As long as it's done well, I like
that. Okay, if that's on day one, then we're definitely watching that before 3 Men and a Baby.
Oh, really?
Well, you got to, right?
You can't even remember the original Lady and the Tramp, so it'll be all new for you.
It totally will be. Ah, love it.
So those are some choices for us. For
so that's going to be your first one. Is that series then, huh?
Yeah. I might make it a point to watch the whole series again.
Isn't that funny?
It's a good show.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people agree with me too. If you're a Gravity Falls fan, let me know because I want to make Gravity Falls patches, but I don't know how many people out there love it.
Would even know?
Yeah.
Right?
They have one of the characters wears a hat, and they have the hat at Disney parks. I've seen people wearing them and stuff. So I'm like, okay, maybe there's more fans than I know of. But gosh. I'm a fan.
Yeah, and you can't trust me because we would end up with Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and Charlotte's Web patches.
People would be so confused.
Oh, that'd be funny.
So what's next for us? What are you excited that Disney's coming out with? Do you have anything?
I mean, I'm going to have to say, and I hate to say this. I hate myself for even saying it, but I guess...
Am I going
to
hate you?
You are.
No.
I guess Frozen 2 is the one that I'm going to... It's probably the one I'm most excited about coming up in the future, only because they're running commercials for it this week, and it's the one... It's the one that, like, I worry that the storyline is going to be so paper thin that... Even one preview is going to ruin the entire show for me.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And you know me in previews. I don't watch them. I literally will not watch them because I feel like it's way more fun for me to walk in and see the movie fresh.
And there's a really good possibility we won't be able to see even one preview before going to see this show.
Good.
Because we haven't been to the theater in so long. And I skip over the commercials at home.
Yeah.
So...
Okay, so
I guess that one. I mean, there was also the new Pixar movie that's coming out about the little what are they? The things in the little houses, the round houses and stuff, in the van.
Oh, Onward.
There you go. That one I'm strangely excited about. I know nothing about it, but Pixar has such a good history of creating original content that you're just like, I'm hoping that this is fantastic.
It looks like it could be a good time.
Doesn't, but it,
oh,
like there's nothing about the previews that we've seen so far that says like, oh, this is going to be great. But
I've seen
just enough faith in them.
Okay, I've seen literally like half a preview of Onward, and it looked like it had a clever concept.
Okay,
so I'm okay with that, but I haven't seen anything since then.
That's good. So, I'm glad you give it the endorsement.
Well. Fantastic. My endorsement is ignorance. I have no idea what's going on, but
we should totally do that. We should totally like give like reviews of a movie we haven't seen and then see it and see how good we are.
Oh yeah. Well, my problem is if I watch any previews,
you can just do it right.
Some of them are so, like you said, so paper thin with their setups.
Yeah.
Like when I saw Dumbo previews, I was like,
you nailed it.
I knew what it was going to be about.
Scene by scene, you basically wrote the entire show.
Hire me, Disney. I'll write crappy remakes for you.
But what about you? What other movies are you excited about?
So here's a weird one that I didn't think I would be excited about, but I'm kind of excited for the Jungle Cruise movie.
Oh, that's good to hear.
It's got Emily Blunt and Dwayne Johnson, which is the weirdest combination ever. Right. The word on the street is they have really great chemistry on screen and they have a lot of fun together. So it sounds like if the movie isn't horrific, it could actually be really fun.
My worry about that is that anytime you start hearing that kind of buzz, it's that it's code for, we know the movie sucks, but the actors are so good, you might as well come see it, right?
Oh.
And so I'm worried about that slightly.
Okay.
But for me, Emily Blunt is amazing and can do no wrong, so.
She's great.
Yeah, literally great.
Yeah.
And she's so pleasant in every interview. And
you gotta love a good British woman. Right? She's just fun to listen to.
And the Emma Stone movie.
Oh, I forgot about Emma Stone. I'm not sure when that one's coming out, but the Cruella backstory.
Oh.
I'm not 100% sure again on the concept, but I love Emma Stone. So what are you going to do?
And I guess so for legitimate excitement, that would be the one that I'm probably the most legitimately excited about.
Oh, okay.
Frozen is just going to be epic and mammoth and stuff.
Well, we'll see. Again, I've seen half a preview of Frozen 2 with her freezing waves. That's about all I've seen.
Oh, see?
So I have no idea what's going on. Right. I have not heard one line of dialogue. I haven't heard one song. Mm-hmm. So I'm going into that one totally blind.
Yeah.
So there's lots That's of fun. Firsts going on with Disney. And obviously, you never forget your first Disney, since we both can vaguely remember. vaguely
it's
remember
it. It's been 78 years. I mean, goodness gracious.
It's been 84 years. So, what are you watching on Disney Plus? Let us know. And what are you excited for? Let us know, because obviously we're having a hard time finding things to be excited about. So if you're excited about one of them, let us know. But it's like I always say, if you're in the mood to spend $75, why not take in a movie this weekend?
Follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger point to the exit.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, rate, review us on your favorite podcast app. And if you didn't, help us do better by buying a patch at DisneyPatch.com.
Always be proud of what makes you unique. And we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.